Basically, Sylvia was saying that she had a smaller vehicle and she was wondering how to carry all of these items around in her smaller vehicle, if anybody else had any suggestions.
I also have a small vehicle, and we put most of our things in our Suburban. But you can just put in, like I said, we have a vest, and we carry a lot of things, but miniature size in that vest that you can go out and purchase that's small and put it in your vest, because those vests have a lot of pockets, or wear cargo pants.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. And like I mentioned too, it's like smaller movable containers, so I can pack them in and out depending on what I'm doing. But I do carry a backpack that's got a good deal of things in it, so that's a really good idea. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
Well, there's all kinds of things you can always add to it, and whatever people need to put in or what they personally need. That's the main thing. You just use what you personally need that will help you.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. Well, what I try to carry with me is, like I had mentioned, somebody had mentioned this to me, that if something happens, what you have in your car is it. So I try to carry as much as I can, and food and water and the basics and enough to get me home. So makes total sense to me. Is there anything else, Carol?
Well, I know if we got stranded out in the out just downtown, and especially we live up here in the hills, I know a walking stick was always really helpful because you lose your energy. Also, carrying like a wagon or something you put your things in too.
Copy that. That's another really good idea. Well, thank you so much for that, Carol. Anything else?
Not at this time, Karen. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carol, very much. We appreciate your suggestions. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening? This is Marcia, WQZA 709. Did you have any comments or suggestions this evening, Marcia?
Not really. There's just a lot of interesting things we need to do, and it's kind of, sometimes it's almost scary that we have to prepare for all this, but I know it's necessary.
Yes, it is kind of scary, but like you said, it is necessary. It's better to be prepared just in case. It's kind of scary, but we need to do what we need to do to protect ourselves. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Marcia?
Oh, that's all. I hope everybody has a nice evening and a nice talking to you, Karen.
Well, thank you, and same to you. It was nice talking with you as well. And hopefully it starts cooling off soon. I think we're probably all getting kind of tired of the heat. I like the heat somewhat, but to extremes is kind of crazy. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?